540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Rudy Giuliani has just left New York for Georgia, where he is expected to surrender today to charges of trying to change the results of the state's 2020 election.
I don't know if I plead today, but if I do, I plead not guilty. And I get photographed. Isn't that nice? A mugshot for the man who probably put the worst criminals of the 20th century in jail.
Giuliani, referring to his tenure as U.S. attorney in New York's Southern District, he was credited with busting up the city's ruling organized crime families. Word just in, accused co-conspirator John Chesbro has turned himself in at the Fulton County Courthouse today. Former President Trump has posted to Truth Social he will proudly surrender in the Georgia case tomorrow. Mr. Trump, the front runner, is skipping the first Republican presidential debate. Correspondent Robert Costa is in Milwaukee.
Tonight might not be all about the former president and his four criminal indictments. A CBS News poll shows Republican voters want candidates to make the case for themselves instead of against Trump. And the top issues they want to hear about are plans to address inflation, violent crime, and illegal immigration.
Tragedy in the Midwest, where temperatures have pushed past 100 degrees.
One-year-old Ramaya Worthington died after being left for some 5 hours in a sweltering daycare van in Omaha, Nebraska. Her father is Rihanna Worthington.
The house is so quiet now. It don't even feel the same. You know what I mean? I don't get to hear little feet coming in, you know, hopping on my bed.
Police have arrested a 62-year-old man who was driving the van and charged him with suspicion of child neglect resulting in death. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
India scored a first in space this morning.
Soft landing on the moon. Yes. India is on the moon.
The country's space secretary making the announcement. Its Land Rover had become the first to land near the lunar South Pole. A Russian spacecraft crashed during its attempt Saturday. Japan plans to launch a lunar lander this coming weekend. A Moscow court will decide tomorrow whether to continue holding an American journalist. Our correspondent, Cammy McCormick, reports.
The court will be deciding whether to extend the pretrial detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He's been held since March on the charge of spying, charges he and the newspaper deny. His case marks the first time a Western journalist has been arrested on espionage charges since the Soviet era.
New home sales up by 10,000. The Dow is ahead 24 points right now. The S&P is up 88. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you can make it through today and tomorrow, it will be back in the 70s this weekend. Record-breaking heat is here, with the National Weather Service issuing excessive heat warnings and heat advisories across the state. Forecasters predict triple-digit temperatures for some areas, amplified by high heat indexes. Cooling centers are running in most communities, and it's recommended to check in on vulnerable neighbors. Master Lock's Milwaukee operations are set to conclude March 29th. Nate Wegehoff has more.
Starting in November, layoffs will progressively occur until the plant's closure, March 29th. The move will result in the displacement of 325 employees. Master Lock's filing with the state says the decision was only business and not related to the caliber of Milwaukee's workforce.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
Whether you're grilling burgers at the cabin or roasting hot dogs around a campfire, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls are a summertime essential. With so many varieties to choose from, including classic white and wheat, unsliced old-fashioned, brioche, gourmet French, and flavorful onion, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth has the buns and rolls your family will love. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth, baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
You can always let us know if you are drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin, live from the Deer District. We are kicking off a full day of live broadcasting right in the heart of the Deer District in Milwaukee, across the street from where the GOP debate is happening tonight. I am here with my good friend Greg Bach right next to me.
I feel like you're about to break into song.
I know. Well, don't tempt me. I was a musical theater kid. And of course, we've got Jane Vetner in Waukesha on the board. How are you doing this morning, Jane?
I am good. So good to see you both. It looks like a lovely, lovely place.
It is a lovely place, and we luckily have air conditioning because it is only 10 a.m. and it is very hot outside, and we've seen a couple joggers, and we're, both of us are saying, what's wrong with
you? Yeah, you're terrible. That's awful.
But so far, have to say, fairly calm. Mm-hmm. The vibe so far, we're right down on Old World 3rd Street / MLK on... We can see the Fiserv literally behind us. If you're watching the stream right now, you probably can't see it because we're a little backlit, but it is there. And so far, very calm. How things start to erupt throughout the day.
Yeah,
but,
was it tough getting there?
No.
I think street closures are starting around 3, which is when things will be harder, I think, even for our... You know, we have a full day of lineups. Yeah. Almost everyone's show is here for the rest of the day, starting with us, then Town Call, then Todd Alba's show. Matt Flynn is recording from here. And then the Devil's Advocates will be having their own party at Roman Coin later today, which is about a mile away from where we are on Brady Street in Milwaukee. And then at 6 p.m., we have some pregame coverage with me. I'll be back on air tonight along with Todd Alba. And we will be joined by Rick Wilson and Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project. Ben Wickler's going to be here for a little while.
Like
Charles Franklin's going to be here for a little bit. It's going to be
I just feel like you're bragging.
So my question is, for everyone who's listening, will you watch tonight? Are you interested? And if you are watching, what question would you ask and to whom... If you were the moderator, 844-967-2789, are you going to watch tonight? Do you not care? Are you watching for purely entertainment purposes? But more importantly, beyond how much the Trump in the room / the elephant in the room will still, you know, dominate, because I don't know how you don't talk about him. What else beyond Trump do you want them to actually answer? 844-967-2789. I'm going to take a breath. Greg Bach, what do you want them to answer tonight?
Well, you know, honestly, like, I want them to, you know, all
Trump notwithstanding. And I want to say, like, even the I would love to see one of them come out, and I think it will be Chris Christie who would say, like, you know, Trump lost the election. He's had no problem saying that. But all these problems they're tweeting about quote unquote Biden economics that they're saying how bad. I want them to, like, lay out a little bit of the proof, and then also, what are you going to do that's viable to put the country on track versus what you see happening now? Instead of it being, you know, I want to see some substance. I want to hear a little detail. I want to hear some stuff. But, you know, do I think that's going to happen? No. I don't know.
Well, I actually think, I mean, everything I've been reading about the moderators, mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a real debate. But I always say it's 2 hours, though.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you have eight people, it's like, how much time is anyone going to have? Because I think, for me, I feel like with debates, there's always a little left. Like, a little is left. Like, what did I actually get out of this? What did I actually learn?
Yeah.
And, but for the mat, I mean, why I think tonight is really important is, you know, this is like the shot, right? Like, this is the shot for anyone to come out swinging and who, you know, is polling at, most of these people are polling at 1%. I think Vivek Ramaswamy is 9%.
Yeah, he's a star right now.
He's a star, which is hilarious because you know that they're aligned on stage based on their polling.
Oh, wow.
So Ron DeSantis Vivek are in the middle, and then they fan out based on where they're polling, which I think is a very funny way to organize the debaters.
It's like being picked last, you know, for kickball or something. It's that's a beautiful thing.
I think we have a caller right now.
We do. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. The debate lineup is sort of like when you line up members or qualifiers for a big track meet or a big swimming meet. They start out in the middle with the fastest ones, and then they work to the outside. That isn't why I call, though. My question is that I would ask these so-called debaters is this. There was an attempted violent coup against our American government and democracy that took place on January 6th in 2021. It was clearly pre-planned by a fairly large number of upper-level Republicans. How are you going to deal with that? And also, there was very clearly an attempted political coup to overthrow our government involving a minimum of 84 upper-level Republicans who signed on unlawfully saying they were legal electors. They weren't. And also there were obviously people involved in that pre-planning. How is the if the Republican Party again gains control of our Congress and our administration, how are you going to deal with these facts? That's my question.
I think that's a great question.
I think that's a great question.
I think that I would hope that they're going to ask point blank, like, is Joe Biden president? Was the election stolen? And just see all eight of them, what they say. And who evades it and finds a diplomatic way to answer that question? And who, I think, Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie, Mike Pence maybe is, I mean, Mike Pence has basically said that. Ron DeSantis has basically said it. Will Tim Scott say it? Will Nikki Haley say it? Will the facts say it? I don't know.
Well, if Nikki doesn't want to screw up her chance for a VP nod, she's not going to say it.
Thanks for the call, Jack. We're asking you whether or not you're going to watch the debate tonight, and what question would you ask, and to whom would you ask it if you were moderating tonight's debate? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We are live in the Deer District. What I think is going to be really interesting, obviously, as a recurring theme on this show, is the smushmorching question. Abortion question.
Oh!
Don't you remember 40-year-old version? The smushmorching?
Oh, no.
Jane, that wasn't your cup of tea?
No.
Because it's, in the general public, it is a losing issue for Republicans. But in their primary, they have to have a stance on it.
Oh, and they're going to be stancing all the way tonight. They're going to be beating their chests and saying exactly what they need to do and the talking points they've been given by the various groups they work for. And that it's only then after whomever makes it through the pack is going to have to somehow wiggle themselves just a tiny bit to the center. But they're going to be getting claps and ovations from people tonight because they're going to go right on track and they will not deviate.
Well, because I think that across the board, across the eight, because basically the question is, would be like a national abortion ban versus states' rights, right?
Yeah.
And I wonder if that will just be the point blank question. It's like, are you on board? Do you support a 15-week abortion ban nationally or not?
I think you're going to, yeah, I mean, you'll see Mike Pence will be like, hey, I'll do 15 days.
I think he's already said that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is like with that question, whether, I mean, I guess national versus states' rights is a more interesting question because at least it will force them to discuss the issue a little bit further because like tonight, just I feel like it's going to be just talking points and catchphrases galore.
And it'll be interesting because I just think, because I was looking at this last night as I was prepping for today, in 2015 for the first debate, the last time there was a Republican primary that was very crowded, 24 million people watched. There's a lot.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'm interested this time around what viewership will look like and how many people are interested. Again, obviously, the Trump in the room is the competing programming that he is doing with Tucker, which I think is just on Twitter.
I think so, because I think that's what Tucker's show is on.
It's just on Twitter.
I mean, even X. It's on X.
Sorry. Excuse me. Of course.
Show some respect.
Put some respect on my name. because otherwise, like that last time, having a great performance, again, like this is the opportunity for someone to actually shoot out of the cannon and be a contender, because it's so unprecedented right now as far as the fact that we have one candidate with 91 charges against him and four different indictments who was leading the polls by 40 points.
America.
And no one has ever lost that lead. I was reading as far as anyone who's ever been polling that far ahead has never ended up not like clinching the primary.
I mean, if we're talking about who could possibly take it away from Trump, that's a conversation. But like, I think if you're talking about the eight who are going to be on stage tonight, I think the one person who has the real chance to define himself again is Chris Christie, because he kind of doesn't care what anyone thinks, even though,
which like, I love.
But then but on the other side of the coin,
he's also a great debater.
He pulls no punch. I feel like he is the polished version of Trump in that sense. He can go on stage and debate with ferocity and fire without saying things you're like, ooh, gah. You know, like Chris Christie is a smart man. The only problem is he came out so hard against Trump and then he aligned himself again. So,
all right. Well, we are taking your calls and your texts on whether or not you're going to watch the debate tonight. What question do you want to ask if you were the moderator and to whom? Or any other predictions? And actually, later today in the show at 11:30, we have a game of ourselves of the most likely awards, GOP edition. We're going to take a quick break. This is As Goes Wisconsin, 844-967-2789. What would you ask in the debate tonight?
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. this morning and continues until 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Highs around 98 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows dip down to about 74. Daytime highs approaching 95 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are live in the Deer District ahead of tonight's big GOP debate. We're very excited to be here. We're monitoring the premises to see how exciting things get. So far, very calm.
I'm monitoring the heat. It's very hot outside.
It is very hot. It is very hot in Waukesha, Jane.
It is hot in Waukesha as well. Yes, I think this is a wide-reaching hot.
Wide-reaching hot, yeah.
That's
so I would say...
Meteorological
yes.
term.
Yes.
Wide-reaching hot.
Yes.
Take care of yourself today. If you can stay indoors...
Please.
...and in the air conditioning...
And your pets.
Please do that.
Closing schools.
And your
schools.
Pets and your children. Yeah, MPS is closed today because it is too hot. It's still confusing to me that they started this early, but that's a wholly different topic. I never started. We never started.
Back in my day, we didn't have school. I worked on the farm most times.
All right. Well, we're asking you, are you going to watch the debate tonight? And if so, what question would you ask and to whom if you were the moderator? We got Tom from LA on the phone.
Good morning, Tom.
Morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. The power lies within we the people. However, we do need to get money out of politics. First off, for me, I'm not watching it.
You're not watching it. Boycotting it.
I'm not watching it because, one, I have my TV and I've had it on parental control for the last probably 20 years for Fox. So I don't actually get Fox anymore because I...
So you do it to yourself. You put the parental controls on for yourself?
Yeah, so I don't have to see anything with Fox.
sick burn, Tom. Sick
that
burn.
Is, that's
Sunday,
some discipline.
Fox, so-called news. Fox, entertainment news, I guess. And then also, I'm not going to watch it because it's just going to be about who's going to get the best gotcha line and who is going to be the best one that, you know, went after Trump or whatever. And you'll probably see that on Twitter. Or, you know, something like that. I mean, first off, these things are not even debates anymore. They're not going to debate any policy. They're going to debate all social issues. They shouldn't be asking about abortion. They should be asking about a woman's right to choose, because just because a woman has the right to terminate a pregnancy doesn't mean that she necessarily chooses to actually terminate. So I get really, really up in arms, I have for years, about the way that that's even phrased. Because, like I said, women have the right to choose either way. So, you know, that would be, I guess, if they're going to go social issues, you know, that would be it. But I'll see it, like I said, some gotcha moment, and our media eats that up, and it's going to be free media again for the Republican Party, like it is 7 days a week on everything except for, you know, civic media. Thank God for civic media. you know, and Prudy, and also Sage, because, yeah, the whole state, even the whole country, needs more civic media and less of this craziness that's going to happen tonight. It's just going to, I mean, it's Brett Baer asking the questions, too. Give me a break. I mean, it's just, it's basically going to be.
Not a fan.
Hey, Tom, unquote,
you didn't like his Trump interview, Tom? You didn't like how hard he went on Trump?
A circle, you know what? Huh?
So you didn't like how hard he went on Trump in his interview a couple months ago?
No, please. Remember when he had Barack Obama, and all he did with Barack Obama was interrupt every sentence he did during the Super Bowl? That was absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, these people are, they're just, like I said, if they want to talk policy, if they want to talk about how a person's supposed to make it on, you know, $7.35 an hour, hey, I'm there. If they want to talk about how a person's supposed to afford their mortgage or rent, or how they're supposed to afford their health care, or if how they're supposed to, pay for their medical bills or their taxes, I'm sure they'll talk about taxes because that'll be all lowering taxes. So I know what they're going to say. But do you really think they're going to ask one policy question at this so-called debate?
Well, we all know that I'm a cockeyed optimist, but I think so. I mean, I think that there's a huge, especially when you think about Ukraine, and that's one issue where not everyone on that stage agrees. And so as far as foreign policy goes, which maybe not as like sexy to the average voter as far as understanding it, but like, I think there's plenty of policy questions to ask, and I think some will be asked. But I also, in a two-hour debate where everyone can only spend 90 seconds answering, like, are you going to get like a satisfactory answer?
Yeah, probably of course not. Yeah. So, but okay, Tom, we always thank you for your very unvarnished opinion. Tom, we love hearing from you.
So thank you for calling, and we'll probably hear from you tomorrow on your what you saw on X. So thanks for calling.
844.
I'm making the switch.
844-967-2789. 844-967. Party from the where am I? Yes. Question for the GOP. As a candidate for federal office, what role do you feel the federal government has in regulating medical treatments, including abortion and birth control? And having been elected to office in the past, do you support your home state's election process and the results, regardless of the outcome?
I mean, yeah, hammer them on their thoughts on the election, because that's just absolutely like... This 180 turn of like voting early is again, well, and you got to vote early. Got to vote early now. It's
bank your vote.
Bank that vote. It's important to vote
early.
But
the 2020 election was still suspicious.
Absolutely suspicious. And that, I'm glad we didn't do it then, because, whoo, boy. Boy, howdy.
But I also think it's an interesting question as far as what's happening at the border. Because, I mean, we haven't talked about it a ton on this show yet. Yeah. But, like, Greg Abbott is using lethal force at the border. And should we be
doing that? He's using Bond villain type force.
He is using Bond villain type force.
Oh, he's such an idiot.
All right. Well, we got to take another break, but we still want to hear from you. Are you going to watch the debate tonight? What question would you ask, and to whom would you ask it if you were the moderator? 844-967-2789. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. Jane Matinere is in the holding down the fort at WAUK. We are live downtown in the Deer District, taking your calls on your thoughts about the debate, because we're right in the heart of it. Going to be here all day. This is As Goes Wisconsin, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Rudy Giuliani is on his way to Atlanta to surrender in the Georgia election interference case.
I'm going to Fulton County to comply with the law, which I always do. I'll I don't know if I plead today, but if I do, I plead not guilty.
Former President Trump says he'll surrender tomorrow. He will not join fellow Republican presidential candidates at their first debate tonight in Milwaukee. County GOP Chair Hilario De Leon.
I've talked to thousands of people. They are open to hearing what people have to say. Hopefully it's not just throwing digs at the former president for not being at the debate, but actually talking about policies that will move the nation forward.
South Carolina's new all-male high court has just reversed course on abortion, upholding a strict six-week ban. And it's sweltering in the nation's midsection. Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
We have heat alerts that stretch from the Great Lakes to the Gulf Coast, the plains to the Ohio River Valley. Highs are going to be in the 90s and also the triple digits.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. This could be a record-breaking day when it comes to the heat. The weekend will bring a return to temperatures in the 70s, but we're in the 90s today and tomorrow, with heat index values making it feel over 100. Many communities have set up cooling centers, and it's advised to look out for vulnerable neighbors during this time. Milwaukee Public Schools are closed today due to the excessive heat. Deer District access is restricted, and driving around that area is impacted with a day of pre-debate events in Milwaukee. The initial Republican presidential debate is at the Fiserv Forum with eight candidates participating, though frontrunner Donald Trump will be absent, citing his substantial lead in the polls. The debate is one part of Milwaukee's involvement in the Republican presidential activities, as the city is also scheduled to hold the RNC convention next summer. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, here live in the Deer District at Whitetail with Mr. Greg Bach. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm well. I'm trying to stream it. Hello. 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 Hello.
Hats off.
Hat. Hello.
Jane Matinair in our Waukesha studio on the board, and we are taking your calls and your texts, answering the question, what would you ask if you were the moderator tonight for the first Republican debate? What would you like to hear them answer? What would you hold them accountable to answer, even if they were a little slippery in their answer?
Oh, they'll be slippery.
We have a couple comments on the live stream, which you are always welcome to watch. You can see Jane's eye rolls, which are always a big selling point for some people.
Apparently.
Jane's eye rolls.
An undiplomatic face of Jane Matinair.
I think Jane's eye rolls should get their own Twitter account.
But you could always watch us on the live stream at As Goes Wisconsin on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. And the first one we got from Tony. I'd like to ask Ron DeSantis if he's capable of forming sentences.
Oh, Tony.
Because the expectations are set so, so, so low for him. I think by just answering a question, he gets positive coverage out of this. That's interesting. I feel like he has not gotten a lot of positive coverage lately.
No, I don't. I feel like he is the one guy that everyone really
loves
likes to beat
on.
Up on. Yeah, he just, because, and honestly, he does it to himself.
He's kind of easy to beat up on.
Yeah, he's just a dum-dum, and just like he doesn't know how to like function. Like it's like a computer that's like operating at 75% of capacity, and the other 25% is just confounded by everything, whether it's children eating ice cream or a person wearing a mask or white boots. Like he just can't function.
He's like an early robot model with a continual glitch.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like if you were trying to play Pong in 2023. It's not going to be great, but it's fine.
It's like, it passes the time.
Yeah, exactly. More so you're like,
as you're staring off into space, I'll play the 1970 yeah, Atari Pong.
I have this terrible version of Pong. You want to play it? I don't know.
All right. We have Those Temples on YouTube says, I want to know if they believe in separating church and state, specifically in regard to school policy. And I would pay to see them each answer the question, did slavery benefit slaves?
Oh, that's a good one.
Temples, I'm going to go ahead and answer that first one for you. No, they don't.
No,
they will not.
They will not, they will not be asking that
They would
question.
Build schools in churches, inside schools, inside a tinier, bigger church. I don't know. But they would love to have school and church everywhere.
And then finally, we have Sarah Lake asking, I'd like to hear them talk about their views on whether religious freedom respects all religions / no religion or only their puritanical BS.
Sarah, go ahead and answer this one too.
Yeah, I think we're going to have the same thing. They don't care about other religions. They're all just waiting for Christ. You know what's interesting, though? Like, we've been on the air for over 30 minutes. We've talked about religion. We've talked about taxes. We've talked about all. No one, and I think for a good reason, no one has brought up the question of guns.
Hmm.
We have not mentioned guns. No, not those kind of guns, Chris. Guns. And their thought, because this is another thing, like, with Schmishmortion, guns tonight is probably just going to be another just standing on their soapbox and regurgitating talking points to keep that A+ NRA rating, because at this point it feels like anyone who's listening to this show feels like asking about guns is a fool's errand.
Yeah, and it's also interesting because I was reading, you know, this was not a debate that's open to the public. Obviously, Pfizer Foreign is a massive, it's where?
Yeah.
It is a massive stadium that can
house
thousands of people.
Of Giannis.
I think it's somewhere between, I think it's around 7,000 tickets were get handed out for tonight, so that's a lot
that's
of people.
A little more than half.
But it's, but the fact of the matter is they were selective in who could get those tickets, right? So it's, I know, Walker's group, Young American Foundation, they have a big thing. Like, as the day goes on, behind us is going to get pretty crowded. Like, people are going to be walking around. There's, like, parties happening. Vivek has some big tour bus that he parked here yesterday. So, like, they purposefully, thank you,
I heard a V in there, but okay.
Did I?
You did.
Did I just add a V to the board?
You did, but
okay.
Go on.
Is they're activating the space, right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, we all gathered for the 2021 when the Bucks won. That whole space is going to have lots of people in there today. And I think specifically they're trying to get a lot of young people. I had reached out to some of the young conservatives that I know asking if they potentially wanted to be part of the pregame tonight. And I got no's from everyone because they're all going.
Oh,
like,
wow.
They all got tickets to go and they have to be in there by 6:30. So the timing didn't work out. But in the attempt that conservatives are trying to combat the firewall that has been young liberal voters in the last couple elections, it's going to be a lot of young people in there. And I think the thing with debates now is, depending on who the audience is, if you have this curated audience that is cheering and clapping for certain answers, it sways, I think, when you're watching it at home, who's doing the best.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, as performers, you and I, it's hard not to play into the thing that's going to get you the claps.
Yeah.
Whether or not that's actually your real answer.
Yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, when I tell a joke on stage, my joke's just funny. I don't feel like I pander to the people in the room to get the best claps. That's not true. I do all the time. What?
I was going to say.
Whatever. Yes. Everything you said, yes. And also, I'm wondering, you know, with this deficit of young voter energy that the GOP tends to have right now, and they've been sliding over the years, do they really think that any one of those eight candidates are going to energize young voters who aren't already going to either be voting for Trump or voting for the Republican candidate? Do they think any one of those eight are going to bring the fire that's going to make some kid in Chicago or Austin say, maybe this is my year to vote for this party? And it seems ridiculous.
But I think that's why I don't think they're going to bring up the gun issue at all. I don't think they're going to ask.
Oh, I agree.
They're not going to. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to bring attention to it. And certainly not with young people, because we know that the kids who we have put through active shooter drills for all of their lives, most of them are not fans of guns.
Yeah. And actually, that is one of the things about, so most of the questions are going to come from the moderators, but there are some pre-recorded video questions from young people,
yeah.
I think from YAF, that will be asked. And obviously those have been like cherry-picked, and who knows what they'll be about, but there is some questions from young people being asked tonight.
I think you can bring up guns in a way that makes them look Second Amendment strong. I mean,
probably,
the most simple basic ones, you know, and then moving on with no follow-up, of course.
Actually. All right. Well, we're still taking your thoughts on what question you would ask and to whom if you were the moderator tonight. 844-967-2789.
Texter from the 541 says, how do you propose to improve the economic measures such as GDP and the median wage?
It's a good one.
Work harder.
They're not asking you, Greg.
No, I'm saying that's what they're going to say. I know they're not asking me. I'm not running for president.
But I also, it was interesting because Bill Glauber and Tyler Katzenberger from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel went to the Kenosha County Fair, your stomping grounds.
Heck yeah.
And the Dodge County Fair. And we're asking people, you know, we're asking folks, like, what do you want to hear? And a lot of those people, if you go read the article, you know, a lot of them were Trump supporters, but some of them did say, like, as far as the fact of, like, those questions, like, and stuff that we continue to say is, like, whether it's gas, whether it's inflation, some of these things that are global problems that the president as a single entity in the executive branch only has so much control over.
Or no control over.
But it's still people that, like, that's what they care about.
Yeah.
And so I guess it is a good question, and how they will answer it will be interesting.
We have one more from Lynn from Oconomowoc. Good morning. My daughter and I will be playing Granny Bingo with Esther Flones at Milwaukee Improv, so count us out of the debate.
I am now the unofficial host of Esther Flones's drag bingo at Lakefront once a month. So that's a fun time, folks.
Is Esther Flones a drag queen?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
Of the highest order. Esther is fantastic.
Tell me more.
Oh, so you come to Lakefront, you get some cards. We play 10 games. There are great, great prizes.
What kind of the prizes?
Anywhere from tours of the brewery to crawlers to Black Friday bottles of beer, which are like 2019, 2018 vintages that are getting better with age. Culver's gift cards, but you get 2 hours of Esther having fun, and I banter with her, but we go back and forth.
Okay.
It's free. I've told you about this. It's free. Come on out. I think the next one's going to be the third Tuesday of September at Lakefront. Starts
right.
at 7.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So Esther Flones.
Yep.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you call, please be patient with me because I can't always get to you when we're chatting live, so just let it ring for a little bit. Text from John from Menominee Falls. What I would like to know is if there's going to be some sort of cleansing ceremony after the debate, maybe a shaman or a holy person to get rid of the evil spirits and bad juju
nope.
from the home of the
nope.
Milwaukee Bucks.
We're just burning it down and rebuilding it. That's it. That's
just like a truck full of sage pulls up in front of Fiserv, and there's like a league of volunteers to just sage the entire building.
Couldn't we just bring our sage and have him walk around the building?
Same.
That is a very good joke, Jane.
Good joke. Good pun. Is that a pun?
No, it's a play on words. It's a play on words.
Okay.
And it's like three busloads of my Aunt Mary just like, well, we'll take care of this.
And text from the 608, it's record heat here today in Milwaukee, deadly wildfires in Hawaii, major flooding in California, record warm waters in Florida. What can we do about this reality? By the way, this will never be asked.
Oh, I see. I thought you were, once again, I'm like hold corporate tyrants accountable, but
it'll be interesting to be able to do the debrief tomorrow of like what was asked and what was not asked.
Oh, absolutely.
And why.
Yeah. The most interesting is what is going to be asked that is going to be totally skated past.
Just like, and no one's going to be like, you didn't answer the question.
Exactly. That for me is always the best part is like, what do you think of this? It's like, well, in my policies, I like to talk to kids. What?
Well, it's also because the next GOP debate that's hosted by the RNC is on September 27th in Simi Valley, California. And like, is there going to be a huge drop off? Like if no one comes out of the gate as a, wow, that was really impressive. Like sees a huge jump in polls after tonight. Will anyone care about the next one?
Not unless Trump shows up. He's got to show up to the second one for people to care. And I think the GOP, the RNC, and the networks know this now at this point. If he doesn't show up and it's just a bunch of, you know, flopping fish on stage tonight, no one's going to care. Because there's nothing to, you know, it's like, oh, well, I want to watch 2 hours.
Which is terrible for ratings for the is Fox hosting the next one too?
I don't know.
Because if you think about a drop off of 20, like just from advertising and eyeball dollars, if there was 24 million viewers in 2015, if there's a huge drop off tonight, and specifically if no one comes out of the gate swinging tonight and makes this more of a race, does anyone care a month from now? And, you know, that's for people who just care about the bottom line. They want this to be, it's like the NBA finals where you think that they're actually rigging it so they can just get another game. You're like, oh, is this like, are the refs really calling this? So it behooves everyone if there's seven games instead of five.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. That's like $1 billion difference.
They just start like,
and we'll know.
Like fake poll numbers to make things that seem like a tighter race than it actually is. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to switch gears a little bit and take a little bit of a break from talking about the debate, but we're going to come back at 11:30 and play a game.
A palate cleanser?
That's what we do on this show. So we're going to have the most likely awards GOP edition at 11:30. But when we come back, Quick Trip.
Oh, boy.
Getting in the NIL game, except not with an athlete.
Nope.
It's a little unexpected.
It's not me.
Very Wisconsin story. So we're going to talk about that after the break. And at the top of the next hour, Derek Mosley is going to be here. And we're going to talk about a incident that happened at the state fair.
I love Derek.
We all love Derek. All right. We're going to take a quick break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be back in just a minute.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlight. Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlight will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.com/nightlight. That's joyengine.com/NIT light.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. An excessive heat warning continues until 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 98. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows dip down to about 74. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 95. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. Greg Bach is next to me. We are live in the Deer District. Kicking off the day.
Kicking off the hot day.
We got, yeah, a very hot day. But if you have not heard, Civic Media all day down in the Deer District for the GOP first Republican debate tonight. We're kicking off the day. Then from here, we got Town Call is going to be broadcasting live from Whitetail, along with then Todd Elba will be here. Matt Flynn will be here. Then you have Roman Coyne for Devil's Advocates, where they will be hosting people who want to come have a live show, see those guys do their thing live. That's about a mile away from the Deer District. And then we will be having a pregame here tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. until the debate kicks off.
Some big guns. Hosted by...
What?
Some big guns. Going to be on this panel tonight.
I thought you, after our last segment, I thought you meant like actual guns.
No,
I was like, what are you talking about, Jade? Like, you mean like big personalities?
Yes,
like,
big
we're
gonna
games. Getting on the roof of Whitetail. We're going to fire guns into the air and
you
just
gotta
see what happens.
You got to be careful these days, Jade. You got to use your words
carefully.
Specifically, accurately, carefully.
I understood what she was saying.
I just heard big guns, and I was like, wait, what?
The hugely popular AC/DC hit Big Guns from the last Action Hero soundtrack. I got that.
I totally understand. You and Jane,
you
same
that.
Wavelength yeah. All the time.
Catch up, Kristen.
But yes, so all day, keep your dial tuned into Civic Media or your streaming app opened, because we have coverage all day and are having a great time.
Yes, indeed.
But I'm going to take a little bit of a break. And talk about this story that I think is so utterly Wisconsin. So, are you familiar with all the changes that have happened in college sports? As far as, because for a long time, if you were a college athlete,
oh yes,
you could not get paid for anything. Like,
correct.
People have gone to jail over this. Mm-hmm. Like, this has been
lost
a big thing.
Scholarships, yeah.
Lost scholarships, but as far as trying to keep the sports pure and for the love of the game, despite the fact that the NCAA and these schools are making lots and lots and lots of money off of children. So that's now changed with NIL, which stands for name, image, likeness. So now there's young people making lots of money because they have huge social media followings.
They get your money.
They can get brand deals. But leave it to Quick Trip.
Yeah.
Quick Trip announced their first collegiate NIL partnership yesterday. Not with a student athlete, but with a student. It is Will Hazeltine, and he's the first college student to team up with Quick Trip under NIL. He is a marching band. He is a member of the marching band at UW-Madison. He is a mellophone player, which looks like a trumpet.
It's a bigger trumpet.
It's a bigger trumpet.
It's a bigger trumpet.
Did you know before I just saw the picture? Mm-hmm. Did you know what a mellophone was?
Yeah, I listened to
a
lot.
Do you play?
I don't play the mellophone, but being a fan of
marching bands.
No, I was gonna say Chuck Mangione. He plays a variety of different horns, mainly the cornet and the flugelhorn, but he does break out the mellophone from time to time.
Is it a deeper sound than a trumpet?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little bit, not much. It's like when you have that many members on a marching band, you got to like divvy it up. You're like, you can't have 30 trumpet players. Like, you're doing the mellophone, you got the cornet, you got, you know, the tiny trumpet.
And so he is, his passion for music and Wisconsin and Quick Trip has earned him a package deal with Quick Trip. And it's the first NIL. I can't believe, actually. It's so hokey.
I'm a little upset.
Why?
Let's see here. I play music. I love Wisconsin.
You're not a college student.
I was one once. I went to the University of Wisconsin System. I have a degree for which the school loan I have paid off. I love Quick Trip. I went there twice, once this week, in a day.
In a day? I just thought that was very interesting as far as how how Quick Trip is using their brand deals, because they're not, my good friend Alex Worley has a brand deal with Quick Trip. Charlie Behrens obviously has like sells his CDs there. Yeah. He has a lot of stuff going on with Quick Trip. I'm curious of what, do you think the brand deal is like the social media posts are just going to be Will like playing the mellophone?
Well, I hope so. But I also hope they take this into flow progressive stratosphere where it's like, it's like, oh, Will, like he's known for, like, you know Flo from progressive ads.
Yeah.
You will know Will from Quick
from
Trip.
Quick
like,
Trip ads.
It's not just like a couple of TikToks or a standing cardboard cutout. It's going to be like.
Does this pigeonhole him for life, though? Maybe he's got bigger dreams than just being a Quick Trip.
Being a professional mellophone player? I doubt it.
So speaking of other recognizable faces, although Will maybe not recognizable yet, but. Milvereen.
Yes.
So if you are not a Milwaukee person.
Milvereen.
Milvereen. How would you explain Milvereen, Greg?
Imagine Hugh Jackman's dad.
This is a real person.
Okay, so actually, so Hugh Jackman. Imagine Hugh Jackman as Wolverine in the X-Men 2 specifically. A little shorter, older, allergic to shirts. Marching up and down the streets. And I say marching, I'm not kidding you. He marches with a purpose as if everywhere he's going, he will find crime.
So this is a real person who lives in Milwaukee who is spotted, you know.
Everywhere.
And it is a character in Milwaukee. And he's referred to as the Milvereen. He's been around for a decade?
But do not call him a character. He will not be happy.
No, but I mean, saying like a...
Yeah.
It's David Gruber's a character, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a public persona
exactly.
Milwaukee. He threw out the first pitch at the Brewers game last night. And the big question was, is this man going to wear a shirt or not? Are the Brewers going to force him to wear a shirt? Because I would guess his instinct would be to not.
I feel
wear
like
one. But that was my first question. I don't think I was alone.
And I feel like if you have to ask that question, do you even know Milvereen? I
mean, that's fair.
What are we talking about here? What are we talking about?
But you did confirm.
Confirm, shirtless.
Shirtless.
Continues the streak of no shirt.
Threw it out, shirtless. I think the shirt was tucked into his pants. Do we know how good the throw was?
It had good form. He had overhand, just good pitch. It looked good. I feel like he practiced. I haven't seen the video.
Okay.
I'll see the video. Before the show today is done, I'll catch video.
Okay.
But
he looks athletic.
If you had to guess what kind of dog Milvereen had, what would you guess?
My gut instinct says pit bull, but I feel like that's wrong.
It's very wrong.
What is it?
It's a chihuahua.
Nice.
He walks around town with a chihuahua. It's adorable because he still has that look and that purpose with a tiny little dog next to him. Little doggo. Little doggerine.
Oh, all right. Well, we are going to take a break for the top of the hour news, but when we come back, we're going to talk to our good friend, Judge Derek Mosley, about teaching Black history, teaching history of people of color in this country, and a specific reason why it's so important, because there was a certain thing that happened at the state fair this last month, and so we're going to talk about that with him, and so you should stay tuned. It's going to be a great conversation. So this is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be back in just a minute. Made you king of anything. Oh,
all full of good intent. Swear you know best, but you expect me to jump up on board with you right off into your delusional sunset.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.